Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
When I say this stuff, everyone always says, like, I'm taking credit away or whatever, and please just draw it for me for 1 second.
Just a millisecond.
So we can have a quick convo on this.
Real quick.
What the Commanders did was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
What Jaden Daniels did, what Dan Quinn did, and Terry McLaurin, all the grown-ups screwed up. Dyami Brown was babysitting people last night.
Dyami Brown.
Getting people their lunch, dropping it off at the old folks' home. Like, everything went well. Also, the tide has turned in this organization. They're getting breaks all the time that they just don't get. We've been talking about this behind the scenes all season, me and Darius and Ryan and Toby and different people. Like, last night, they made a doink field goal with the game on the line.
Mm-hmm.
It's not weird that they would doink a field goal with the game on the line, but that it would hit the crossbar and go in, different. Same end zone.
Yep.
I was in the stadium 25 years ago. Dan Turk snap doesn't get to Matt Turk. They don't kick the game-winning field goal. They don't go to the NFC Championship game. Same end zone, same uprights, same goalposts. Mm-hmm. 25 years ago, Dan Snyder's first year as the owner. This time, Hog Ownership Group's first chance, we're hitting uprights and it's going in. But other things, like Graham Barton is a legitimately excellent center. Young Duke player, rookie.
Yeah.
He snapped the ball at the wrong time. Inexplicably. Third and inches. I can't stop their run. Can you stop their run?
I certainly cannot, no.
Bucky Irving is going ham sandwich in the half.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to pick up a first down on third and inches. If they don't, they'll get it on fourth and a foot or fourth and inches. They have two chances to get 6 inches. And Graham Barton snaps the ball too early. The line's not ready. Mayfield's not ready. Turns into a fiasco. Loss of 3 or 4. They've got to kick the game-tying field goal instead of continuing to march to take a fourth-quarter lead. Respectfully, that's not a play that Washington made. That's a thank God that that happened kind of thing. Just like the doinking in. The Baker Mayfield fumble. Nobody swatted that out of his hands. Nobody hit him. He and Jalen McMillan bumped into each other and went, whoopsie
daisy. I messed that one up.
Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
It's starting to feel. I'm not going to do the thing.
Don't do the thing.
I'm not going to do the thing. But if I was going to do the thing.
Okay.
Which I am not doing. Darius, I am not doing the thing. And Ryan, specifically, I want you to know because you're a corporate guy. I am not doing the thing. Toby, I'm not going to say that this is like Team of Destiny type vibes.
Nobody's saying that.
But if I was to say that, okay. I would say something like, why are all these weird things going their way? And how long will that continue? But I'm not going to say that.
I mean, to your point, we always have to offer the caveat. They deserve it. They won. They dominated that first half until Baker Mayfield scrambled for 9-plus yards, trucking 7 different people, which changed the game. And instead of having a lead, double-digit lead, potentially getting the football back and to start the second half, it was 10-10 going into halftime. So they deserve to win this football game. But thank God Todd Bowles is like, nah, I know they can't stop us. Let's kick some field goals. Let's get rid of it. Let's holster these timeouts for weird, haphazard times. Thank goodness he managed the game so poorly. When they got stopped on 3rd and 1, and the play you're talking about, the premature snap, I'm going, oh my God, they're going to go for it. They're going to walk down, get a touchdown, and it's going to take, you know, one of these incredible Jaden Daniels moments. I still believe, but goodness gracious, they made it harder. And they're lined up to kick a field goal, and thank God. Thank God they chose that. Thank God they chose the first possession of the game to keep the points and not go for it on fourth down again. The Washington could not stop them. At least you can't stop the run. You certainly sure as bleak can't cover anybody. But thank goodness they said, no, we're good with that. Play conservative. And you lose.
What was better?
Hmm.
The Howie Kendrick clank or the Zane Gonzalez doink? Clank or doink?
Clank for me, because it's in Game 7 of the World Series.
And that's my answer?
Yeah.
What if that doink was in the Super Bowl? I think the doink's over the clank.
The doink beats the clank in that case. Right. With all due respect to Howie.
Sorry about your luck, Howie. Doink over clank. I got the greatest text of all time last night as I'm in the bowels of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Jagler on line one. He goes, that's the best doink since Kendrick off the foul pole. And I thought, you ain't kidding, Jags.
You're right.
And I'll see you when the summer of silence, or what do they call it? The silence.
Season of silence.
Season of silence.
Season of silence.
Yeah.